fate a potential nugget.
So I guess the question is, how do you spot potential? You know, especially in tennis, let's make it real. What do you look for in a player for you to feel that this person would rise all the way to the top? Let's say if we rewind the clock, and when you looked at a Federer 15 years back, 20 years back, were there any lead indicators that lead you to believe that this person will go on to play big?
In certain cases, it's fairly clear that you can tell, especially when the kid is anywhere from 8, 9, 10 up. You could possibly, in certain cases, it's clear. But that doesn't mean he's going to make it or she's going to make it. That's where the rub comes. Just because on a scale of 1 to 10, your talent quotient is a 9, doesn't mean you're going to make it. And the other side of the coin is, if talent quotient was a 1, that doesn't mean you're not going to make it. The best examples of those are the fact that hard work will overcome lack of talent any day of the week and twice on Sunday. But lack of work is not going to help an extremely talented guy make it to the top in the similar fashion. So hard work is a necessity, whether you like it or not. There's no shortcut to greatness. But at the end of the day, for some people it comes a little easier, and some people it takes longer. With John McEnroe, what he could do in 30 minutes took Ivan Lendl 1 week to do. But they both did it, and they both became two of the greatest players the game has seen over my lifetime. Both world's number one. So I think it can be overcome. So just because you look at a child and he or she is not able to do A, B, and C, and of course mine was a perfect example as I was growing up, because on a scale of 1 to 10, I was probably a minus 1. And so you can't say, as all the pundits did at the time, oh, don't waste time, effort, and money on this child because he's not going to be good at anything. But then, you know, you can, you know, overcome most of these obstacles if there is that will and that belief and the people to be able to help you get there. So I think those things are probably the ones to be looking at, as opposed to saying, oh, he or she can or cannot make it.
People often look at talent and hard work as either or, but they're often two independent variables. Talent is often a given. That's the deck of cards that we've been dealt with. The question often is, how hard are you willing to work on top of that to be the best you can be? Thank you for listening. For more, you could follow the Twitter handle Play to Potential.